And I'm so excited. I did not expect this morning. I was prepared to preach my whole sermon and stuff. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap it up because these two men, these two marks, they already preached half of my sermon. Coming from Africa, we see a lot of people get healed and delivered and set free in those big black churches where they have no insurance, where they have no doctors, or when they have doctors, they're the worst doctors you can think of. So they're not blessed like you and I are. All they have is their faith in Yeshua, in Yahweh. And when the man of God prays for them, they don't or maybe, or I'm still hurting. They almost like kids. They thank you, Lord, I'm healed. And they walk out, but they still cripple or they still got AIDS. And a week or two or three or the next day, sometimes there are miracles happen immediately. And remember what Pastor Mark said, there's a miracle. A miracle is pow, right here. And a healing takes time. All right? So we see both of them there. And as white people in white churches, I see just what Mark said. We'll thank a doctor and we won't be angry because it takes us 2 weeks to get over the flu. But when we pray to God, we want it now. Or otherwise the evangelist or the preacher or the missionary is not from God. So we got to get this attitude of, Lord, I've prayed, I've asked you, thank you. It's done. Because when you thank somebody for something, you are basically saying, I accept that you've already given me something. So accept your healing. It's in the Word. Now, I was going to preach a whole long sermon, so I'm just going to take a little portion of it and just to round it off. Because I have to show you this. With my wife that was in hospital, listen to me, and my brother said it this morning. When they tell you your son's dead or your wife's going to die or you got cancer or whatever, or you got diabetes or whatever the sickness is, the doctor gives you the bad news. I don't care who you are, the faith level that you are in, it's going to take a knock. The initial that the doctor gives you or people give you is going to take a knock. But what are you going to do with your faith? Yeah. Because remember, we are faith people. Amen. We are the righteous. Yeah. We live by faith. Right. We walk by faith, not by sight. We please God through our faith. We resist Satan steadfast by faith. We overcome the world through our faith. But now, what I have is, I have a lot of, traveling all over the country, there's three little things that I hear people say. Christians, born again, loving Yahweh, saved by Yeshua's blood, Christians. And they have three little questions that I always hear. But Hansi, I don't think I have faith. I don't think I have faith for healing. I might have faith for finances, but I don't have faith for this healing, or vice versa. And I thought, let me just quickly make sure that you guys understand it. That is a lie from the devil. In Romans chapter 12, I'm going to ask my brother to rather put that thing on there for me. In Romans chapter 12, Paul was writing, and he said, remember, for through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think as to have sound judgment, as God, Yahweh, has allotted or given to each one of us the measure of faith. Every single person in this world has got faith. So let's just cut that lie out. When the devil tells you you don't have faith for healing, tell him, get behind me, Satan. Amen. I have faith. Amen. The second lie that I hear the devil tells the people is, and people tell me this, but Hansi, you know I've got faith, but I don't think I've got enough faith. You know, my faith, I need more faith. And I'm thinking, man, what a lie from the devil. The next scripture, in I think it's in Luke 17:5-6, the apostles said to the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. So, and the Lord said, that was a Yeshua, he said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, then you would be able to say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, be planted in the sea, and guess what? It'll listen to you. It'll obey you. Now, he was talking, he wasn't talking about a physical mulberry tree, or maybe he was, but the mulberry tree is just like, it could be cancer, it could be diabetes, it could be finances, it could be drugs, it could be addiction. What Yeshua was basically saying to them, you don't need more faith. I'm not going to give you more faith. Just use the faith that you have. And it's only going to be the size of a mustard seed. Hello, you know how small a mustard seed is? You see, but we as people think, because when we got a headache, we need this amount of faith. When we got cancer, we need this amount of faith. No, mustard seed faith works for, doesn't matter. Okay, so if you want to move a mountain, you don't need a mountain's faith. You need a mustard seed faith. So let's cut that lie out. When the devil tells you next time you don't have enough faith, say, get behind me, Satan. I don't need a lot of faith. I just need the faith of a mustard seed. Yeah. Right? And then the third question I hear people say is, well, I know I've got faith and I know I don't have to have a lot of faith. But, you know, I don't know if I'm using my faith correctly, applying my faith. Now, when Jeanette was in the hospital, I went through all three of these. I said, God, I don't know if I got the faith for this. I got faith for praying for other people, but there's mama lying. There's my son lying. I don't know if I got that. God said, just come on, man. I've given you faith. You have faith. And then I said, Lord, but I got faith for other people, but not for my... He said, Hansi, just keep your mouth shut. Sometimes God talks to me like it. He said, keep your mouth shut and read. You don't need a lot of faith. And then I said, Lord, but am I applying my faith correctly? Because it's been 10 days and she's still not waking up. Okay, so you get to the point where you think, am I using? And God said, now let me talk to you. That's the only one that you got a bit of sense in. Maybe you know you have faith and you know you just need a little bit of faith, small little mustard seed faith, but maybe you're not applying your faith correctly. I said, okay, God, you got to explain this to me. He said, come, let me explain to you. So this morning, I quickly want to show you what my faith did and what kind of faith he wanted me to have. And I ended up using my faith and applying my faith correctly. So when you walk out this morning, all of you have got faith and you don't need a lot of faith, but are you using your faith correctly? Because how many times did Jesus say, by your faith you are healed, according to your faith go? Remember the centurion when he said, Lord, come to my, I've got a servant, come. Jesus said, no, well, let's go. He said, no, Lord, don't come. He said, you just speak the word. And what did Yeshua say? He said, man, I've not seen such great faith nowhere. Go, your servant is healed. Remember the lady with the issue of blood came in and pressed in through the crowd and said, if I can just touch the hem of Yeshua's garment, I will be made whole. And when she touched, Yeshua stood and said, hey, somebody touched me. And the disciples said, come on, Lord. Everybody's touching you, man. How can you? He said, yeah, but that touch had power in, had faith in. It was a different kind of faith than all the other touches. And she came and said, Lord, it was me. And she explained to him, what did he say? I'm Yeshua. I just healed you. No, he didn't. He said, woman, your faith has healed you. Okay? And there was even the blind man. He said, what do you want me to do? They said, Lord, can we see? He said, do you believe that I can heal you? And they said, yes, Lord. He said, according to your faith. Remember the lady who had the demon-possessed, the Canaan woman that had the demon-possessed child, daughter? Lord, would you heal my daughter? Jesus doesn't answer her. The disciples say, Jesus, send her away. And she says, and she worships him. And then he says, okay, what do you want? She said, my daughter's demon-possessed. And then he said, well, I can't give the bread from the children to the dogs. And she said, yeah, but even the dogs eat the crumbs. So what did Yeshua say? He said, man, What great faith this woman has got. He says, go, your daughter is healed. So while I'm viewing her, we need faith to get healed, saved, to get free. But we can lose it if we don't use that faith correctly. So God explained this to me. I want to give you the example. We have faith, and what we many, many, many times do after we prayed for you here, everybody say, I'm healed. All right, everybody that's been prayed for, say, I'm healed. Say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Okay, you've got the faith that you're healed. But when you walk out there, something can happen. Now, let me explain it to you this way. How many of you know what the word hybridize mean, or hybrid? Yeah. We have hybrid cars. They're empowered by two powers, gasoline and by electricity or battery. Am I right? So they either the one or the other one. It's when you combine two stuff, you hybrid. Is there a word like hybridize? I'm in Loosedale, Mississippi. I can make my own words now. Loosedale words. Hybridizing. Okay. All right. Let's use another example. When you co-breed animals or interbreed animals, all right, you take a German Shepherd and a Great Dane. Both of these animals are purebred animals. They make a lot of money for people on shows. And when they have babies, you pay a lot of bucks for their babies because they're full-bred Great Dane or Great Shepherd or German Shepherd. But the moment that you interbreed these two and you get a Great Shepherd, whatever. The moment you do that, guess what happens? They lose their purity. They lose their paperwork. They're a mix. They're a mongrel. And in Africa, we call them street dogs. Oh, the babies are beautiful, and you buy them, and the kids can play with them. They're great dogs, but they've lost their purity and the power that they have as a pure, powerful dog. Am I right? And the babies, you could sell them for cheap. Because they interbred. You can do the same with food. You can take an apple and take an orange seed, and you can mix them because they did that. They took an apple seed and an orange seed, and you can call it a orpel. Okay. Oh, that's good. Orpel. Okay. Orpel. So you can take broccoli and you can take another green seed, and you can interbreed them, and they do that. But the problem is, if you take the apple and the orange and you interbreed them and you get an orpel, the orpel cannot reproduce. Orpel cannot make orpels again. So basically, when you interbreed, when you put things together that are not purebred, there's a mixture, and that doesn't work. So God said to me that day when Jeanette was there, when they wanted to take out the pipe, and they told me, well, if we take out the pipe, she can die or she can live. Boy, I'm thinking that. I sat there thinking, am I going to kill my wife now, or is God going to heal her? So that thing comes up, and I didn't know what to do. And God said to me, hey, and this is where I got this from. He said, don't mix your faith. I said, with what? He said, don't take fear and hybridize it with your faith. Don't take doubt or unbelief and interbreed it with the faith seed. Are you with me? He said, because if you hybridize your faith, it doesn't work. Get rid of the fear, get rid of the unbelief, get rid of the doubt, anger, bitterness, hatred, because your faith cannot work when it's hybridized. And I said, God, are you serious? He said, yes. Go to the next scripture, Matthew chapter 17. And he showed me these three scriptures. He said to them, this epileptic boy that they couldn't heal. Is it the epileptic boy? Let me just make sure now. Because I'm not with my notes now, and I'm trying to figure out preaching half of the sermon. Let me just make sure here. And wear my glasses. Man, I don't know why. Yeah. Yep, the epileptic boy. He came, and the father said, man, he falls in the fire and in the water, and your disciples couldn't heal him. Now remember, the disciples were sent out by Jesus to heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and they did that. They even said to Jesus, man, the demons are in submission to us in your name. And they can't heal an epileptic boy. So Jesus said, man, you guys are, there's something wrong here with you disciples. I think you disciples are a bunch of blondes. Okay. Go back to Matthew 17. So Jesus said to them, no. He said, listen here, Yeshua said, because of your little faith. Because they asked him, why could we not heal the epileptic? He said, because of your littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here to there. It will move and nothing will be impossible for you. Now let me tell you something. Because of the littleness of your faith. What is that? King James or what is that version? Huh? Okay, the King James or the New King James says, because of your little faith, because of your unbelief. Unbelief. That word littleness of faith there is another word for unbelief. Because of your unbelief. So here's these guys sent out by Yeshua. The demons are in submission. They raise the dead, heal the sick. They get to epileptic boy and they can't heal him. Why? Because they've mixed it with unbelief. Now they can't do it. Let's take another example. Matthew 14. Peter was walking, getting out of the boat. Remember? Did he walk on the water? Yes. Was he walking on the water? Did he have faith? Yes. Was his faith working? Yes. And then what happens? He looks at the situation and he fears and he sinks. What canceled his faith? Fear. So he hybridized his faith with fear. Listen to me. Fear can be a faith breaker. But I've got good news for you. If you have faith, faith will be a fear breaker. If you allow it, fear can break your faith. But if your faith is strong, it will break fear. It will break unbelief. It will break doubt. But your faith's got to be right. So now, Yeshua, when he sinks, stretches out his hand, lifts him up. What does he say to him? Oh, you have little faith. Why did you doubt? Why did you take fear and put it in there? Same with the next scripture, Matthew 8, where he was sleeping and they woke him up and there was a storm. And they said, Lord, we're going to die. There's a storm. I can hear Yeshua saying, duh. Can't you guys speak to the weather? Can't you tell the tornadoes to go and the sea to be peace? So he gets up and he once again he says, why are you afraid? You men of little faith. Got up, rebuked the winds and the sea and it became perfectly calm. So are you getting the point here? To me it looks like when we have faith and we hybridize or interbreed or co-breed it with fear and faith, anger, bitterness. Why anger? Because you know, sometimes we see somebody else get healed. And why did God heal her but not my wife? So I get angry with God. So immediately my anger is mixed with my faith. Guess what? My faith won't work. See, and a lot of us, we get prayed for here, and we got the faith, yeah, I'm prayed for. And you walk out, and then you start hybridizing your faith. What does that mean, Hansi? Hybridizing means this, when you walk out and you say the following. Well, I know God has healed me. I know God can heal me. I've been prayed for. Thank you, Lord, that I've been healed. And 2 weeks later, well, I wonder why it's taking so long. Nothing's changing. It doesn't look like God wants to heal me. Well, I'm believing. God, I'm still believing that you are my healer. But you know, Yahweh, I mean, I know Sister Jeanette got healed because Brother Mark prayed for her, but all the people Brother Hansi prayed for hasn't got their healing yet. You know, and we start looking and seeing, and then we start speaking the hybridizing. We start speaking the fear and start speaking the doubt, and guess what? We sink. Thank heavens we got a Yeshua that can pluck us up again. But don't let your faith be hybridized or co-bred with the fear or the unbelief, please. It's just going to make us go down and sink and take longer. So you got to start all over again. Does that make sense? So I said, okay, God. And that day when they said, take out the pipe, man, I had fear in me. I was doubting. And God said to me, get out the fear. Get out the doubt. You go in there and you function by the other faith. I said, okay, Lord, what are you talking about here? Now, if you can go back to Matthew chapter 17, let me just show you quickly. I said, Lord, what kind of faith do you want me to have? And he said, I want you to have this kind of faith. In Matthew chapter 17, 20. Can you go there? And Yeshua said to them, because of your littleness of faith or your unbelief, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, be removed. You will say to the cancer, go. You will say to my husband, you will be get saved. Yeah, I don't care what you go through, old you, old drunk. You're going to get saved. Amen. My child will get off drugs in the name of Yeshua. I speak it. You speak to that mountain. You will say to the mountain, be removed from here, and nothing will be impossible for you. And God said to me, I want you to function by mustard seed faith. Not by hybridized faith. So I said, okay, Lord, why mustard seed faith? He said, because mustard seed faith, what's the other one? When it said, because of your mustard seed faith, the mulberry tree can be plucked up. Mustard seed faith is the only kind of faith that you get results from. So I said, okay, Lord, so what are you saying here? He said, what is mustard seed faith? I said, Lord, mustard seed is little bit faith. And then I all of a sudden realized something, and I don't know how many of you have realized this. Because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, I mean, you can see that there's something wrong there. Go to Luke chapter, the previous one that I gave you. I want to show you this quickly. Pastor said, increase our faith. If you have faith like a mustard seed, you would say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea. Okay. Mustard seed faith, again. So it's the other one, Matthew chapter 14, where he said to Peter, O ye of little faith. I know I'm throwing you around, brother, but it's not, Yeshua said to him, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And I said, God, hang on a moment. You're telling me that I should function by mustard seed faith, but you were telling the disciples, oh, ye of little faith. Isn't there a contradiction here? Isn't mustard seed little faith? Little faith? So it's basically the same thing, Tammy. You come to me and say, Hansie, would you help me? I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm just thirsty the whole day. Well, okay, Tammy, how much water are you drinking a day? Well, 8 ounces, one glass. Half a glass. I'm drinking half a glass of water a day, Hansie. I said, but Tammy, that's your problem. If you drink half a glass of water per day, you're going to stay thirsty. All right, so Hansie, what should I do? Well, you should be drinking 4 ounces of water. That is half a glass. That's what Jesus was doing here. He was saying to them, oh, ye of little faith, all you need is mustard seed faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said, God, are you contradicting yourself? He said, no. So can I just quickly explain this to you? So that caused me to go look up the word, oh, ye of little faith. Little faith. Did you know that the word little there does not mean in the Greek or in the Hebrew little? Go look it up. It means you lacking faith. You are anxiety-full. You are worrying faith. He's saying to him, O ye of anxiety, O ye of little faith, O ye of lacking faith, O ye of not depending on me. The other one is, oh ye of, let me just get it here quickly. Little faith, little faith, little faith. Man, I'm so mixed up now. Not depending on me. So it's got nothing to do with little size. Nothing. He said, oh yeah, little faith means, hey, you're not using your faith correctly. You're mixing it up. You're not depending on me. You are. It's wrong. It's got nothing to do with size. Go look it up. And then I went back to where Jesus said to the centurion and to the woman with the demon-possessed daughter, oh, I've not seen such great faith. I said, well, what did you mean there? I looked that up. Got nothing to do with size. He was saying, oh, yeah, man, I have not seen such great faith in all of Israel. You know what he was saying? In the Hebrew or in the Greek, oh, I have not seen such powerful, strong faith. Had nothing to do with size. I said, okay, Lord, so this means what you were telling me, mustard seed faith, yes, does mean size-wise, but what you were saying to them, oh, ye of little faith, what does that mean? So God said to me, mustard seed faith has got two characteristics. It's small, you don't need a lot of it. But the second one is, go look it up. So I said, where? He said, go to Google. So I went to Google. You know, I got a t-shirt saying, I don't need Google, I got a wife. So I went to Google. Listen to me, I'm very serious. And I looked up mustard seed. Oh my goodness. Brother Mark, listen to this. You guys can go check this out. This is nothing new. Yeshua and them must have known this when he said, you need mustard seed faith. In other words, the size, but this. Did you know, I read it up, a mustard seed, Brian, is the only seed in the plant world that you cannot co-breed or interbreed with any other seed. Do you know why? Because if you take an apple and an orange, you get an opal. But if you take an apple and mustard seed, the mustard seed is so powerful, so pure, so strong, it destroys the apple seed. So if you take an apple and mustard seed and you put them together, what's the end result? Mustard. So they cannot interbreed a mustard seed with any other seed. And God said to me, that's why I want you to have mustard seed faith. Because when the seed of fear comes and doubt comes and unbelief comes, your mustard seed faith will destroy those seeds. Because fear is going to come when you walk out here today. And doubt could hit you and unbelief would hit you when you're still hurting after a week or two. And you're saying, man, this doesn't work. You've got to say, no, I'm not going to let the enemies, Satan's seeds, contaminate my faith. I'm going to stick to the plain, pure mustard seed faith that I was given. I believe, I receive, and nothing is impossible for him who can believe. But the moment you let that fear and doubt and unbelief and anger and anything interbreed, your faith loses its purity and you get mongrel faith. It's not worth what it was anymore. And you see, we have a bunch of Christians that have got faith and they believe they're going to go to heaven. But they're walking around. What does mustard seed sound like? You remember what hybrid seed sound like? Oh, I don't know. Well, doesn't it look like God wants to heal me? It's taking too long. I wonder why God takes so long. You know, well, I did pray, and we did pray, but, you know, I'm just going to keep on believing and hoping, but, you know, but I wish God would hurry up now. That's hybrid faith. What does mustard seed faith? Mustard faith said, I'm healed. I don't care what I see. That's what he was explaining this morning. I thought, shut up. You see, you got to go around saying, I don't care how I feel. I don't care. I am healed. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. I declare I'm healed. My God will supply all my needs. My child is off drugs. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. Well, it doesn't look like he is, but I'm calling those things that are not as though they are. That's it. A And you got to walk by that faith, not by what you see. That pure mustard seed faith will destroy every contaminated faith from the enemy. And the end result will be faith. And you are going to be attacked with fear and with doubt and unbelief and stuff. But, okay, well, let me give an example. Matthew chapter 9. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? Let me explain something to you quickly. Am I taking too long now? Go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Was it 20? Are you guys playing games on that thing? All right, okay. A woman. Listen, the woman had an issue of blood. Am I right? Don't you tell me when she walked up there and she saw the crowd and she couldn't see Yeshua, she didn't say, oh, no, man. Typical. I want to come touch Yeshua's garment. Look at all the people. I'm never going to get through there, man. You know, this is just my luck. Come on. That's what most of us. I mean, I've been suffering 12 years. I've got here. I want to touch his garment. Now there's so many people. I don't know if I, that's hybrid faith. What does she do? She had a suffering for hemorrhage, bleeding for 12 years, came up behind, touched the friend, the hinge of his cloak. What did she do? She said to other people, she said to herself, why you think I'm telling you guys to say I'm healed. Say, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. It's time for you and I to start speaking to yourself. Start telling yourself you are healed. Stop letting me and Pastor and Mark and Brian, everybody come and say, you are healed. Yes, we're telling you are healed. But then you got to walk out here and accept what we told you and say, I am healed. I am healed. I am. And you say it until it breaks through. She said to herself, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. And guess what? I'm not maybe or I hope, I'm going to be healed. Amen. Are you getting the point here? My sister. Say, I am healed by the stripes of Yeshua. I receive it. You got to say it. You say it so much that you cannot want to hear it no more. Then you say it again. Amen. That's how that woman with the anus cancer. She had Hansi every day. She said, I felt so bad some days that I just wanted to die. She said, but I remember your words saying, just keep on saying, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. She said, and I didn't die. Say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. You see, you've got to speak to yourself. But Yeshua, turning to her, said to her, daughter, take courage. Your faith. Guess what he was saying to her, but they don't write it out. Your mustard seed faith. The pure faith is working. It's made you well. Immediately she was made well. Does it make sense? Okay. So let me just end off like this. How do you get mustard seed faith or hybridized faith to work? Well, very easy. It comes out of your mouth. Yep. The power of life and death is in your tongue. You can speak life. You can speak death. You can speak blessings. You can speak curses. You can go around saying, well, you know, my dad had heart problems. My grandfather had heart problems. My brothers have heart problems. My sister called me the other day and said, you know what? We Spains all have heart problems because all your brothers have heart problems. I said, in the name of Jesus, I do not. I love you, sister, but I'm not going to take that. Yeah, but all your brothers and me, my sister, we're all on heart pills. I said, genuine? I haven't seen them for 20 years. And both my brothers died last year while I was here, one in February and one in August. From complication. I could easily speak hybrid faith. Well, yeah. You know what I said? In the name of Yeshua, I will not have heart problems. I've never had heart problems. I'm not going to have heart problems. I chose to speak mustard seed faith. Because how do you counteract hybridized faith? With your mouth. Now, let me just ask you, why do I have to let it come out of my mouth? Look at Proverbs. I'm going to give you two more scriptures. Look at Proverbs. It says, the next scripture, with the food of a man's mouth, like what comes out of his mouth, his stomach, the stomach, I looked it up, represents your spirit man. What comes out of your mouth, Your spirit man will be satisfied by what comes out of your mouth. He will be satisfied with the product from his lips. So if you keep on saying, well, my grandfather died of heart attack, my father died of heart attack, my brother died of heart attack, I'll most probably die of heart attack, then you most probably will. Well, I'll never get that job, you know. I know I've got the qualifications and I've applied, but they haven't called me back, so I most probably don't have it. Well, then just accept it then. Didn't Mark chapter 11, Yeshua say, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and you do not doubt, but believe without the doubt that what you say you can have. But the people of God are saying what they have instead of what they want. They are saying, I am sick. I'm not going to make it. I don't know if my marriage is going to work. My child's just like his old grandfather. He's an old druggie. Okay, so don't speak it. Speak what comes. What, and if you keep on saying, I'm not going to get sick. I'm going to. Well, is the sickness in your body? Yep. Is the cancer there? Yep. Don't deny it's there. It's there. Otherwise, you're lying. But you say, I don't accept that cancer will stay in my body. Because Yeshua has taken it away 2,000 years ago. So then your spirit man is filled up. Why does my spirit man got to be filled up with what comes out of my mouth? Look at the next Proverbs, 8 and 20. Go to the Proverbs 14, or 18, 1, 14, verse 14. The spirit of a man endures, sustains, carries you through, helps you in times of sickness or tribulation. So if my spirit man is satisfied and filled with the negative garbage of the lies of the devil, then guess what? I have a broken spirit, and when my sickness comes and chanting runs, my spirit man says, yeah, well, that's just the way it's going to be. But if I'm filled up with the word of God, because where does mustard seed faith come from? It's not empowered by two things. It's not hybridized. It's only got one power, the power of the word of God. That's where mustard seed comes from. So if I'm speaking the word, I'm healed. I thank you, Lord, and I quote scripture. My spirit man is satisfied. When I get sick or the child and tribulations come, guess what? My spirit man said, no, you're not. And the spirit man rises up and sustains you, endures, and carries you through it. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, the first time that Yahweh said to any leader, you will now go according to the word. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. So you can observe, look, see, to do what is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. How many of you want good success? How many of you want to be prosperous? Physically, spiritually, emotionally, marriage, children, church, everything. Get in that book. Meditate it. Get it in your spirit, man. Speak it and declare it and say, I am healed. And doesn't matter what Satan says, you say, shut your face, devil. Get behind me. I know what the word says. And you walk by faith, guys. Not by what you see or feel. Amen. Let your mustard seed carry you through. Amen. Give God a clap this morning. Amen.
Joy will be heard once again. I am challenged over Zion.